guys. Talk to me.
3, 2, 1. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners. This is Will. I'm here with Don and Richard to talk about the news of the week in Monroe County. We're the only podcast, you might call us. We're a radio show, but we're on the cutting edge of audio media, and we are the reporter on the air.
That glass?
This is a glass from Service Brewing Company, which is a brewery down in Savannah. Now, you're familiar with the Bay Street area, yes. Don, mm-hmm. And you know, there's kind of, Richard, you've been down there, I'm sure.
Richard used to hang out down there, didn't he?
There's kind of a, if you've been down to Savannah in the historic area, it's pretty nice from like the used to be the Days Inn down to the Marriott.
That's right.
And it was kind of no man's land by the bridge, the Gene Talmadge Bridge. Mm-hmm. There's a shadier motel there. Area. Yeah, there was a convenience store. Well, they have begun to redevelop that area.
Was that area called Robbery Central?
It probably was. But they are actually on the upswing. They built this Service Brewing Company, a new brewery. One of these microbreweries where you can try their own samplings. And then they have dart. My wife beat me in darts by 1 point in there. And then we went and there's...
I thought you were going to say she outdrank you.
No. And then after losing darts, I needed to drink. You know, that was crushing blow.
You're talking about that. And just this week, you know, on Facebook, local real estate magnate and county... Commissioner George Imami was showing pictures on Facebook reason I'm leading into that, he's going to have a brewery down there too, I think.
Yeah, we've featured that in our magazine this summer.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
He's going to want to use solar power.
City says no mas.
No.
Well, this place was started by a military veteran, and so service, kind of the whole theme is military,
right?
And then there's also a distillery down there where you can try locally made liquor, I guess you'd call it. But they're very nice places. They've invested a lot of money, and they seem to be successful. The Service Brewery.
Well, that area. That's been there 5 years. We've been there close to the bus station.
Yeah, just a dump.
It was ragged.
Yeah, this is it's coming along. They're building a new boutique apartment complex and a boutique hotel there.
We got a boutique apartment in downtown for sale.
We do. We did one. the City Line Loft.
Didn't your mama stay there?
She did. It's a beautiful place. The air is on Airbnb. Go check it out. The City Line Loft. And they're a great advertiser, great partner of ours, Joel Kennedy. And
you know that whole little area right here in Forsyth? You know, with George and his investing there, and you got Jonas, and that little area is
showing life.
What are we going to call that area?
Renaissance Hills. I don't know.
What about Ice House Place?
That's right. The retro industrial district.
That's right. But you know, all right, George, I hope you listen. Your plans for your outside of your building is about as modern as the new City of Forsyth building.
Ouch. Touche.
Have you seen
me outside? Yeah, we had him in the paper.
Yeah, I know. And so what do you think about his building?
It's cool. I mean, they're trying to...
That's right. We got to protect advertisers.
The key is to be cool. I mean, what were you looking for? You want columns and rocking chairs and gold? You want Scarlett O'Hara on the patio?
Oh, heck yeah.
Fanny? Oh, yeah. Well, I've told you my dream about that. I think Forsyth could make a big hit becoming the hoopskirt capital of Georgia.
I agree with you 100%.
Man, reenactors and, you know.
And they can put up a different facade just for the movie making.
Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh, geez.
Sipping mint juleps on the veranda.
You know what? I got to announce this morning. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, breaking news.
Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Yes.
Out in almost the middle of nowhere. It's known as for its blue and gray sidewalks because it was Yankees and Confederates down there. Get ready. On the front page of the Wall Street Journal was a story about the mayor, and his name just slipped my mind. They're announcing they're building a big chicken.
Yeah.
Huge chicken. And guess what? It's even going to have an apartment in it.
Wow.
But that was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
Big chicken, like a literal...
Like the one in Marietta?
No, this is 10 times bigger.
70 feet tall?
Something like that.
And this was the mayor's vision, the mayor of Fitzgerald.
Right. And you know why you're doing it for? For tourism.
Tourism.
And guess what we got?
Let's go to Fitzgerald and see the big chicken.
And you know what? You can go down there and see that railroad museum that Forsyth rejected.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So are you advocating that Forsyth build a 70-foot statue of an animal?
Cow.
The cattlemen should have their own giant cow.
Well, Monroe County at one time,
like the golden one in the bottom.
If I'm not mistaken, Monroe County
that wouldn't go well.
Had was it 74 dairy farms or 14? I don't remember. Yeah, I think I built a huge cow. Yeah.
The golden calf.
You know, I was up in Missouri one time with Six Flags, and I was riding down the road, and I saw this hellaciously big pecan, not pecan. It was a pecan. And that was a major attraction in that town. But in Forsyth, we got a dog park. We got a skate pad.
Not yet.
We should build a giant statue of Dan Pitts, like an 800-foot statue of Dan Pitts.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Eiffel Tower.
What was it that they built? You know, the water tanks was symbolic of what the town was about.
Well, the one in Gaffney, South Carolina on I-85 is the peach. The peach. The giant peach.
There used to be a peach down here in Byron.
Yeah.
In my book, I'm going to tell you about the peach at Byron.
I had a great aunt and uncle that lived right underneath the peachoid, we called it, or the peach
in,
water
in
tower
Byron?
In Gaffney, South Carolina,
Gaffney.
Which is peach country as well.
I remember that.
And, you know, if you looked at it the wrong way, you might think it was something besides a peach.
Isn't that Frank Underwood's district in House of Cards?
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Somebody's, you know, Washington. We're all on Twitter right now with Washington. Washington, with the impeachment and everything, and the intrigue and all that.
I'm going to tell you
something. And somebody
you watched any of that crap.
Yeah, everybody thinks that Washington is like House of Cards when it's really like Veep.
Let me tell you something. I've come to a conclusion that, you know, the people that work in Washington and all that, you know, they're talking about draining the swamp. Well, I'm coming out in my column this week. The people that work for the government and the government employees and don't want the swamp drained, they don't want it drained because they're swamp rats.
They keep plugging it up.
Swamp rats.
Don't take my water and my
swamp
nutrients.
Rats. And, you know, swamp rats don't do nothing. They eat off of everything else.
Parasites is an analogy.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
the tick. They're the tick on the body politic.
Oh, wow. Where did we go? Dude, you didn't jump in and rescue us.
I tried.
You tried.
We're in every direction but up.
But we're going back to the paper.
All right.
The newspaper
keeps us on track.
I'm going to tell you one thing. This tribute y'all did to the veterans, I'm going to tell you something. Every time I look out, every time I look at that, I get chill bumps because it was just our veterans are just
amazing. We featured in the paper last week our 11 that we have identified, 11 World War II veterans still alive in Monroe County, and there's one of them on the front page at the ceremony, Billy Harris of Culloden, former state legislator, and he's next to Bill Starr, who's a Gulf War veteran. Billy Harris was. There you go. Father of Bob Harris, our local attorney. And anyway, it was a good day. We had a good ceremony. Now, I think you mentioned last week, I think you asked us maybe on this program, that were they going to stop the traffic on the square?
Did they?
No, it was terrible. You couldn't hear. All you heard was, you know, the band's playing the national anthem. All you hear is,
You know, those truck drivers, those
18-wheelers,
when they see all that crowd going, they go,
oh! Yeah, people, go veterans!
They're supporting what's going on.
Total chaos. You can't hear anything.
No.
And I think if they had it to do over again, somebody mentioned this.
Hey.
They would probably, don't interrupt me. They were probably would put the memorials, war memorial on the Grits side of the courthouse where it was not a state highway. But I asked the sheriff, I said, can't the police department reroute traffic, like you said, just for 30 minutes? And he said no.
Why did you say no?
But you know what? We had the DOT representative here. Why can't we go to the DOT and ask them for permission to do it? State highway, all right, we'll get state permission.
We're trying to save part of our city right now.
Maybe
we don't have time.
That's true. We got to put everything into stopping these truck lanes.
Fire
in a credit theater.
Oh, see, man. Anyway.
Wolf. There's a wolf. There's a wolf. There's a wolf.
You know, the great thing about it is I ain't going to be around when they finally get it finished. Because I'm not planning on living 25 more years.
Well, we have people. Excuse me. I got yawned because it's a gray, cool, sleepy day.
They think it's 7 o'clock when they're listening, but they don't know that you're yawning at 11 o'clock.
I stayed up until 2 in the morning chasing that stupid dog.
Which one?
The Pyrenees, the other Pyrenees.
What's the other dog's name?
Aslan.
And she ran away?
My wife called her some names I can't repeat on the air.
Did she run away again?
She does it all. She's done it a lot lately. You know, we've had a couple things going on, Don. We've had a full moon.
Right.
We've had a front came through on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Monday night. Tuesday morning. And we had a front come through. And that made the
your dog.
Because that makes the coyotes run and the deer run. It gets her excited. And so, and also our electric fence, not shorted out. What do you call it when an electrical outlet pops that little button out?
Inadequate wiring in this house that you paid multi-million dollars for.
And you just press the button and then it works.
That's right. You need to get a surge suppressor.
I'm glad we brought this up. You're the answer man.
I put in a separate line to plug in so that it wouldn't
pop the fuse.
But there's nothing else on
you had
that
to get
line.
An electrician or something?
Yeah, you have to get an electrician. You can stick your finger in it with the thing and stick your finger in the plug and see if it's working.
So anyway, the idiot dog was just running through the woods and you can't. I told my wife, says, don't you care? You got to chase. I said, babe. You chase the dog, she runs further away. The more you chase, it's a
That's
game
right.
to them.
That's right.
And the more you chase, the worse it gets.
That's right.
So finally...
Don't feel bad.
She'll
last
come
night, back. I let my dogs out for their pee time. And when they usually come right back in, I just leave the door ajar. And they can open up the door. But last night, only Tull came in. Tull came in. And Tull is one of you. And so I had to go... looking for Rose.
And where did you find Rose?
Upstairs in the bed.
You missed her. She snuck in when you weren't looking.
You talking about using some language. That dog ain't ever heard that kind of language.
Man, aggravating creatures.
How did you get Aslan back after all?
Well, as usual, if you just wait long enough, she eventually slinks back in. Now, the first thing I did was I got the fuse pushed, and so the electric collar was working again. And that kind of humbles her. When she hears that beeping on that collar, she gets like meek.
Well, let me tell you something. You can't. Who put in your electric fan?
Oh, a guy named Will Davis.
No wonder the dog escaped.
Shut your mouth.
No, mine can be adjusted, and I've got it turned up to the maximum.
That's what I'm going to do. I didn't want to do it while she was outside the fence. I wanted to wait until she was in it.
Let me tell you what Tull did the other day. Tull, he ran through it. I mean, he backed up.
Yeah,
and
he knows it's coming. Just take his medicine.
If they go through it fast, it doesn't react.
They don't feel it, yeah.
So he went past it, and I told him, I yelled, treat. And he said, well, I'm going to bust that thing again. I know he's going 90 miles an hour, so it didn't bother him.
Good.
But you need to get it on a separate circuit. You need it turned up all the way high. Now, you can test it. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I need to put a surge suppressor in so it won't fuse up and pop out. Because there's nothing else on that electrical outlet. That's the only thing.
Call your electrician.
Yeah, I should have.
You got good fire insurance on your house?
Yeah, it's paid up.
He's being mighty quiet this morning.
No, we're talking a lot.
Well, he's been up since 7 o'clock. He's tired. He got up at the time I went to bed.
It was long. We got a lot of budget discussed. I sat there.
Did you
use the words insatiable appetite for spending in one of your comments?
Yes.
Gosh,
I think
yes.
The county commission chairman referred to it at least 10 times.
Oh, gosh.
While we're sitting there about every kind of insatiable appetite they have on every single matter.
You mean he agreed with me?
He was being a smart aleck.
I'm impressed he reads my column.
That's
right.
He doesn't. He's
fantastic.
People that reads your column tell him about it.
I like to read you too.
You know, it's just like Larry Evans. Larry Evans doesn't read
Greg's never said he doesn't read the reporter.
That's right. But
he just said he doesn't like anything in the reporter.
Isn't that that's right.
Well, he's not a conservative, so he
doesn't like anything. County manager denied his subscription or quit his subscription, didn't he? What was the story? You know, he said he was sitting here on the radio and he said he doesn't subscribe to it anymore. He buys it.
Yeah. That sounds, that rings a bell.
Yeah.
Well, we had, we'll dive into that later. We don't want to, we have a little strategy on here we'll tell y'all about. Any news that's kind of breaking that's going to be in next week's edition, we try not to cover it because we want to write it up in the paper and make you buy that and spend that dollar. We want to tease you. But we're going to talk in depth about what was in last week's paper because you've already read it, hopefully, and know what's happening. And we'll kind of go in a little more in depth. And I thought this story about the manhunt, which really had this county popping last Tuesday night, was pretty funny. You know, Brad Freeman, our sheriff, is... I got a dry wit about him, and he says,
very dry wit.
He says, look, he says, you know, we were chasing these guys, but we could have gone home, and Monroe County would have brought them home, because everybody in this county has at least two guns, and...
hand grenade launcher.
And yeah. This guy took... This more. Donnelly... Yeah. Who was, the last one captured was Donnelly, right?
Yeah.
He Donnelly took fire from two different people. People firing
people,
guns.
You know, citizens?
Yes.
I haven't read the paper yet.
He never got hit.
Citizens shot at him?
Yeah, two of them. One guy, the Steve Reese.
Why did they miss?
It was kind of a warning shot, but one of them was the clerk at the BP, Rumble Road BP, our old friend Steve Reese, who is one of our best newspaper salespeople. He's really... good at selling papers.
Did he shoot at
him? He shot it four times in the air. I think Richard talked to him.
Yeah.
And then, as Donnelly went down Jenkins Road, you know where Jenkins Road is, another gentleman, he tried to stop some people in the street that were heading to work in the morning. And here they knew he was a fugitive. Everybody had seen it on Facebook. And another guy fired in the air to scare him. And he was finally arrested
by... How do you feel about that?
None other than the sheriff himself.
How do you feel about that shooting in the air? If somebody's breaking into your house, knocking down the door, you going to shoot up in the air?
First. If they keep coming, then I go for the heart. You know what happened. Let me tell you what you don't do is shoot at the ground.
No, because who got hurt?
You get a ricochet.
A friend at the Waffle House up in Jackson on the exit 201, right. He fired to the ground and it ricocheted right up and killed. I can't remember the gentleman's name.
You got one more story on the front page. You got to explain this to me. Okay? I've read it three or four times. Okay. Up above the fold, way up at the top. Look out, Sheriff Brad. There's a new chef in town.
Yeah, that's a play on the old. There's a new sheriff in town. There's a new chef in town. And his name is Brandon Pippin. We talked about him on this show.
It's a lookout, Wayne. There's
he was going to be the guy that was going to reopen the Blue Tick as a barbecue restaurant. And now he's teamed up. That fell through, but he's teamed up with Lee Hamlin at Hamlin Hills over on the Shoney's exit.
Where the Highway 18.
Yes, that's right. And so they are they've got excellent barbecue. They say Brandon's really good, and if you guys want to, I'm gonna treat you there today for lunch. If you want to go check it out.
Okay, we'll be back after a while.
They have an indoor area.
Yes, I think they do have an indoor area.
Yeah,
now. Yeah, I remember we went up there one time in this weather and sat outside.
Oh my god,
the food couldn't be hot.
Well, it's just been I'm gonna tell you.
Let's talk about this wreck story.
Well, let me just say this.
A very, very tragic story that happened, started right here in Monroe County.
Well, let me tell you something. You and Richard and Diane and me and we're putting out a doggone good newspaper.
I was thinking that too.
I mean, you really are. What was that link you sent me about newspapers? You sent a hat to me too.
Did you like it?
The story?
No, it was a marketing idea. Yeah. I had. The report
take off on Trump.
The reporter,
but you got an American flag on it.
The reporter is making newspapers great again.
Yeah,
because I what I'm finding, Don, I delivered to the Kroger down on Tom Hill in Macon, and what I'm and a lady, a very well put together lady, and about your age,
senior citizen.
She was an attractive older lady.
What's her name?
I don't know. She didn't say. I know where she lives though. She She married. She said, "Are you the reporter guy?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." I had him in my hand. She said, "I just want you to know that I love your newspaper."
Right.
And I said, "You know, this is not on the border area. This is down in on Tom Hill. This is a couple miles inside of Bibb County." And I said, "Well, where do you live?" And she said, "I live in Rivoli Downs, which is where my in-laws live, which is not, you know, not the very northern tip of Monroe County." And what I think, what I'm getting at, I think that there's a lot of people that still, in your generation and maybe some of my generation, that still want to read newspapers, but they find that there's not many newspapers left worth reading. And so
I agree.
We're trying to, we are positioning this newspaper to be making newspapers great again, the reporter. And the motto I came up with is, and you may hate it, you may like it.
No, but, I love it.
It goes like this. It says, content you want, values you share.
You got to come up with a different word than content, because a lot of people think you're talking about
something. All the news that fits, we print.
That'd be more accurate.
Hey, let's go back to one. Monroe County's first total news newspaper.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
But that
motto was perfect for its time and place.
I agree with you.
You were going against the established old-time advertiser that was not really a newspaper. It was printing press releases and
that's right.
You know, and you came and gave them real news. Now we're in a time where newspapers are dying. Let's be honest. We are creating a unique product that is, and I think that we're in a good position because I've always heard it said when everybody's zigging, you got to zag.
That's right.
And that's capitalism.
That's exactly
and
right.
So
you said something a few minutes ago that she asked you if you was the newspaper man. Then you know what they used to call me?
Paper man?
No, the reporter man.
Reporter man,
that's
yeah.
They call me at the football game.
The reporter man.
That's what they call me at the football game.
Reporter man.
Hey, reporter man.
That's where it starts. And you know, there's some people that I've seen at Tudor Walmart. Is it they come to me? You be the reporter man. Okay, thank you. I said, but my name's not Will Davis.
I've been called worse things than the reporter man.
Listen, I should have written down everything that I've been called. You know, I'm going to tell this story again for you people out in radio land. I have been accused of being the richest man in Monroe County, a drunk, and a sex maniac. And my reply to that is 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
That was pretty good.
I like that. I'll give you a choice. You
know? That's good.
But that's good. I've been.
Can I put that in my column?
Yeah, that's fine. 1 out of 3 ain't bad. So.
I don't think you've ever put that in your column. I've never seen that. That's funny.
I probably did a long time ago.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a tough business. I'm still accused of that. Richard and I probably have a good affinity with sports coaches, like football coaches,
right.
Because we both have jobs that get a lot of flack. And especially this year with the football team not having as good a year.
About flack.
You know, I think Nelson's taking some flack and public officials, they also get a lot of complaints. So I guess there's,
you know,
think about jobs that take thick skin. Jobs that take thick
you
skin.
You are lucky.
Pastors.
You are
have
lucky.
Thick skin.
Because when I had on this newspaper, there was 2 schools. Ooh. Both of them had football teams.
You don't care about Monroe Academy.
No, why is Mary Person's headline bigger than
the... Yeah. Yeah. We won.
It was absolutely... Y'all, I got a story for you now. All right, dude. This is a story for you. Down there at the baggage room, next to the depot, there's probably 200 at least trophies.
I know. I've seen them.
Why don't you do a story on it?
Well, we did. When I did my exhibit, I was sending people in there 2 years ago to look at all this.
I just think it's a good story.
We had an incredibly sad story, and still a lot of mystery about this. A Mercer University senior who was about to graduate, Sapphire Thomas, was riding with this young man from the Gwinnett metro area.
Fugitive.
He was a fugitive. He was wanted. They had warrants out for his arrest in Gwinnett and Cobb and all these other counties. Yes, he's alive and she died in the wreck. Why was she with him? We can't figure out. And
true love.
You know, they say it was not that it was by choice that she wanted. She did not. She was not. He had kidnapping charges,
but not on her.
So I don't know. But it's very sad. They were chased by Monroe County deputies. They wound up wrecking down there in Macon. She was killed. She suffered injuries, was taken to Navis Health where she died. He is in custody at the Monroe County Jail, and he's telling, you're going to be shocked, Don.
What?
He is telling the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies that they are violating his civil rights because they will not take him back to Gwinnett County. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff's comments was, he's got enough to worry about here.
Hey, we're going to send you to Gwinnett when we get through with you.
Yeah,
charges in Bibb County, too, I'm sure.
That's right. Well, the sheriff makes a good point. He said, these metro counties, he said, you just slip through the cracks. They don't care. He said, he escaped from a work detail of inmates.
I'm not surprised.
But they don't even know. They've been talking to Gwinnett. They've been talking to Cobb. They still have not found out for sure, as of this week's paper, where he escaped from. They don't know if he escaped from Cobb or Gwinnett.
Oh, wow.
They don't even know. He said, I've never seen these sheriff's offices up there. He said, I can't believe it. They don't know what's good. It's like, AT&T, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is.
That's right.
Sometimes. I don't know if she picked him up or not, or if she had any.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know nothing. You know,
I did hear from that her family that she had not told her parents about this relationship.
Probably a good move, but it doesn't turn out it's a bad move.
Yeah. But she didn't want them to know. So
I'm glad they would have disapproved if they had known.
That's true. At least that speaks well. We talked about the road tax that was rejected. Richard, the commissioners,
despite the insatiable appetite,
have the commissioners. Well, just because their appetite doesn't mean the voters have the appetite. Did you get any feeling of the commissioners over this, or they kind of?
They never came.
They gonna still spend money.
Yeah.
There was some discussion on cheaper ways to do roads.
Yeah.
That because of the having to put it on the state procurement site, they continue to complain about. So they're trying to. Ambrose is still harping on that. But as far as the tax failing, that never came up.
Don, in your column this week,
that's all in private text.
By the way, I got an announcement.
You won a TV.
I've already won something else too.
Oh, good.
I won a Ford truck.
Oh, wow.
That's what it says. I matched the numbers and, you know.
That was the first thing my mom said to me about our paper yesterday, too, was you and your matching thing.
She said, that happened to us, too.
Yeah, you know, after we did this radio show, I've got the flyer out in the car. I'm going to go down to the Ford place and get my truck. Because
You're hitting up all the auto dealers.
Well, they're telling me I won stuff, and then I find out I hadn't won stuff. Anyway. Will y'all take me down there to pick up my new truck?
Well, yeah, I'll just keep yours if you don't mind.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd take your picture.
Since you got a new one.
This would be great for the advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing me getting my new truck.
You can put your TV in the back.
Yeah, I'd go by and then pick up my TV. It was a 61-inch TV, too.
They told you to read the fine print. Huh? Yeah. Richard, what happened on Friday night? Did the mayor versus Bulldogs beat Eastside?
They might have. I don't really know.
Consensus around town is we're going to beat Eastside.
That's the consensus.
Where's Eastside located?
Covington, Georgia.
Covington. I assume the east side of Covington.
You know what I think of when I think of Covington?
What?
Remember that show? In the heat of the night. Yep.
What was the guy's name?
Archie Bunker.
Carol O'Connor.
You know, my cousin was married to the director of the Georgia Film Commission. And Carol O'Connor was a very interesting person.
He was like Archie Bunker in person, too?
All right.
I don't think he was, actually.
No, he. That's what I was trying to get to. He was just as nice. And I asked him, I said, are you the bump? He says, no, I'm really a nice person.
We're almost out of time. Don, have you been by High Falls Lake lately? Have you seen this story? They are very upset up there.
It's called Mudville.
About the low lake levels. And look at this. This woman right here, she got punched by Monroe County deputies.
Hallelujah. Time to glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Which means Monroe County is going to get sued. That was wazoo.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Reporter on the Air. I'm Will. He's Don. He's Richard. And we're the Reporter crew, and we talk about the news of the week in Monroe County. There's no
telling what we're going to talk about.
You never know where we're going to go, but thanks for joining us for the ride. And we'll see you next week on the Reporter on the Air.
Bye, y'all.
Everywhere he goes.
Tell him he's no longer. Good morning, Magic 100 and Forsyth Cable Vision listeners, viewers, and et cetera et al. That's Dude. This is Will, and I'm Don. So let's get this show on the road.
Wow. He stepped it up, didn't he, Richard?
That was a good intro.
This is the first time he's done this.
That's better than I can do.
Are we going to let him keep the job?
Yes. No.
The new, well, the new host? Think
we need to alternate. Next week will be your turn, dude. So you've got a week to practice now. Okay?
We need to
when you're in the shower, practice.
You know the game they had, the twister game where you spin the needle? We need to have a little needle here to spin it, and wherever it lands, that person will introduce the show. Anyway, thanks
got,
for...
What happens if we get... Anyway, let's
we're just glad that you came along and that you recognize that there's no better place to learn more about what's happened in Monroe County.
I like it better when you say there's no place better to get to know.
Get to know.
Yeah.
That's too many words.
That's too many words.
I try to be concise.
By the way, you know what? Surprise, surprise, surprise. If you haven't been to downtown Forsyth yet, you haven't seen them tearing down where the modern city hall is going to go.
You were starting to have your doubts.
Yeah, why not? You've got your doubts about a lot of things.
Yeah, I do, but it really did happen.
Yeah, it really did happen.
They came through.
It really did happen.
The old Colonial, but do you remember shopping at the old Colonial?
Off the air, I'll tell you the story about when it was Big Star, when it was Colonial, and when it was Big Star.
Why does everybody call it Colonial? I don't hear it called the Big Star building very much. Colonial was there longer?
It was Colonial. When I came here in 1972 and started a reporter, through some connections, I got the full page ad.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I've told you about that. And that was sort of starting the demise of the Monroe Advertiser.
That was a big get for the reporter. We're still getting it today. So thanks for what you started here.
But they're tearing the building down.
Colonial is gone, and there's just a pile of rubble now. And I guess in a year or two, it'll be a shiny new Jetsons City Hall.
I like that.
Hopefully not, too.
Designed by Mike Brady of the Brady Bunch from the 1970s.
That's right. It's going to be ultra modern. A lot of glass.
Are they targeting a year by next?
They're using the model is the chemistry building at the University of Georgia.
Yes. I agree.
It's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see why in the world the city fathers, I just don't understand why they chose that. I guess they want to be compatible with the bank.
Want to be progressive.
You know, I told you this story about Carl Hill when he built that bat wing building.
That was modern.
That was
ultra modern
even now.
And it stood the test of time. It's a classic look now.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, it's a new city hall is on the way. It's going to cost, how much is it going to cost us? $4 million? New city hall?
$3.5 million, $4 million, something like that.
Which means it'll be
$5 million. But let me tell you something. Taxpayers not going to have to pay for that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's just like county government. We're not paying for the county employees' tax rate. No.
Did you see what Ty Liga Tom said about Larry Evans?
Wow.
He called out Larry Evans for being the most fiscally conservative commissioner.
You know.
You said he called him out. He didn't like that.
Oh, he liked it. Yeah, he called him out in a positive way.
He lauded him.
Let me tell you two people something.
The reporter's always behind Larry Evans. All they do is talk about how great Larry Evans is.
You know, let me tell you something. Y'all need to ignore the thorn bush. Or either walk around.
That's deep.
I know. You know.
Larry
plays right into y'all's hand.
Yeah.
It's woo, woo, woo. Look at me. You know, Larry admits he doesn't read the paper. I lay you eyes on it. 10-1, the first thing he says to these people in his district, y'all see me in the paper this week?
Richard, should we talk about the raises? Go ahead and dive in. Good news for county employees. You are getting, what's the average raise, Richard? Maybe
7%.
7%, wow.
That's a healthy raise.
Last year they only got 5%, so it's tough.
Well, actually earlier this year,
yeah.
went into effect earlier this
year. Yeah, last January, in January.
Well, you know, Larry does, what district, why don't we just quit using his name?
The district
just say
one
district
commissioner.
One commissioner. Okay, is that a deal?
He was the only one to vote against it, and boy, I've got some vents already, so county employees are mad at Larry.
Well, let me tell you something. Now, you know, Larry pointed out something really interesting. Correct me if I'm, and I think this was in your story, dude. They get almost $20,000 in benefits.
Yeah, they don't have to pay hardly anything.
Over 20. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Yep. There are people out there in the workforce right now that will be glad to work for benefits only. Because you've had to go to the hospital. Dude, you've had to go to the hospital. My gosh. The benefits, thank God. For insurance.
Yeah.
You know,
county provides generous.
So, you know, if they're getting $20,000, so an employee, what would you say, dude, what would you say the average salary is of a county employee?
From the chart that he provided, is at least, if it's not already, it's going to be around $50,000, I would think.
All right. Wow. And so then you add another $20,000 to that. My gosh,
pretty
no wonder
package.
People want to work for the county, the government.
Oh, they said nobody applies. Know what they said?
Well, I think those are specific skill positions that they're having more trouble with than the general positions.
Right.
But $70,000 a year.
Well, here's the...
$60,000 a year.
Here's the deal.
Whoa.
Here's the deal. They just are spending $700,000 it's going to cost to implement this raise. And it isn't...
$525,000 something like that the first year, $650,000 once it's all this incremental increase to the full amount.
And it is in the budget, but it's just I think the city did a much wiser course where they just said, look, we'll give you a one time Christmas bonus. So that because what's gonna happen? When times get tight and the property values maybe level off a little bit or they're not gonna have the money, they're gonna have to raise the taxes to pay for it. And they're going to say, and they can't take it back. They're not going to cut anybody's pay.
No.
Governments never do that. So,
never happen.
So we're on the hook, folks, taxpayers. I'd love to see county employees do well. I think it's great that deputies are definitely earn their pay. We read every week in the reporter what they have to go through and to put up with. But I'm sorry. The government should not do better. The government employees should not do better than the private employees who are carrying the tax burden.
I agree with you 100%.
And I guarantee you, in our small businesses in Monroe County, most businesses can't afford to give 5% raises every year.
How many small business employers are paying their employees $60,000 to $70,000 a year?
I asked Georgia Mommy. I said, when he voted originally against this big pay scale they're putting everybody on, I said, would you do this for your employees? And he said, blank no.
No.
So,
because
he knows that as a business owner, he's responsible to...
cannot afford to do it.
Right. But and, when you're spending other people's money... It's
but
a lot
the government, let's just, you know, like you say, other people's money, boy, they're good at it.
Really Santa Claus has arrived. So is this going to guarantee re-election for all our incumbents next year?
Except, you know what?
Huh? It'll help.
It'll help.
Yeah, it'll help. But hey, dude, you think it'll help Larry Evans get re-elected?
Well, he voted against
it. He'll get re-elected regardless.
I want that to come out. Loud and clear. This is according to the dude. He will get re-elected regardless.
Even though he voted against the pay increase.
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, I want to salute Larry. I think he did the right thing. I think that if the county wanted to be more generous with their employees this year, they should have given they'll probably do a Christmas bonus on top of this.
They have. It's already in the budget.
Oh, come on. How much is the average going to be a Christmas bonus going to be, I think?
I'll have to go back and look. I'm not sure.
It was
already included in the budget that was approved in January for 2019, so okay. I know I'll have to go back and look at it, but it's already in there.
It's
a spend-a-thon.
Hey, you've got to remember, this is the season to be giving.
Well, it's the same county manager who Larry told us sent out an email to the employees the day that it got voted down, telling them that they would be getting their raises, even though the commissioners have not said that.
Just hang in there.
Man. Let's change the subject.
The Spendathon.
He's a popular boss, I'm sure.
He's spending like a drunk. Yeah. With apologies to drunken sailors. We'll have to apologize to drunken sailors.
All right, we're no longer going to use, let's make a deal. We're no longer going to use the name Larry Evans. We're going to say District 1 Commissioner. Let's attempt, okay, dude?
Well, the people on the radio aren't going to know who you're talking about when you say the district.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
That's his point.
That's my whole point. Hello. You know, hello. But now when he does something stupid, we're going to use his name. Mm. Is that a deal, dude?
Not necessarily.
Well, you know, as much as this newspaper has butted heads with Jim Hamm and Larry Evans for years, but I will say, and I think Richard will concur, that they were two of the most fiscally conservative as far as spending.
I agree with you 100%.
And they are, in that sense, they are missed. Now, I don't think they're missed in the sense of growing the county and everything like that and pro-growth. But I do think that this, I just think that Monroe County is a conservative county, went 80% for Donald J. Trump. And they are not applying these principles. All these commissioners that are voting for this... They are all Republicans. They ran as conservatives, and they are spending like Democrats.
All right, let's go. Let's go. The Bulldog, Mary Person's Bulldog. Who did they play this past Friday night, Richard?
Will said they beat Madison County.
Will, so did you.
Madison County? Is that Monroe, Georgia?
The bridges of Madison County.
No, that's Danielsville, Georgia. Up there north of Athens, northeast of Athens.
Okay. I thought it was... Okay.
Many times I've driven down Highway 29 and go around the courthouse in Danielsville in Madison County.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where the high school was.
I don't know that I've ever been to that part. I mean, I've been into Madison County outside of Athens, but I'm not sure I've ever actually been to the downtown.
So, so Mary Persons won Friday night?
I believe they did. Okay. I am prognosticating. Okay.
Who they playing next, dude?
Sandy Creek. Up in Fayetteville, the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, it was a good season, everybody. Thank you for playing.
That one won't go quite as well.
We enjoyed. Kudos to the seniors at the end of your career yesterday. That's right.
If they make the quarters next week, they'll have gone just as far as last year's team that should have won the state championship.
It really is uncanny how that happened, because this team is not nearly as talented
this
as team,
that team. If that played that team, it would be like 50-14.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least. Maybe worse. They probably get mercy rule.
Well, how did Georgia do Saturday?
Oh, Bulldog, excuse me. I got the sleepies all of a sudden. Georgia
beat Texas A&M. Beat Texas A&M?
Yeah, I think we're on a roll. I think we found our confidence. We found our moxie.
Uh-oh. You've got that much trust
pride
in the Bulldog.
Pride goes before a fall.
No.
I don't understand how they're nearly 14-point favorites. I just
Are they 14-point favorites?
Like 13.5 or something like that. I don't understand that.
What do you think it should be?
Look.
Seven, maybe.
Okay. On the one hand, Texas A&M, Georgia's opponent this past Saturday, had lost to three teams that were really good.
They've beaten no one of significance, but that doesn't mean they're not good.
Right.
It just means
they haven't beaten anyone with a winning record. But
they
lost.
Didn't they play another game?
Georgia did.
Texas A&M.
No, Texas A&M's losses are to Clemson, Alabama, and Auburn. Those are three of the best teams in the country.
I got grandkids going to two of those schools.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how the Bulldogs do. But if we did win on Saturday against A&M, we'll just have one more game to try to finish a almost perfect season at 12-1, playing Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, the Thanksgiving Saturday. And
this is a big game for A&M, though, because if they lose the Georgia game, they got LSU the next week.
You got a guaranteed 2-7.
Is LSU still 7-1?
7-5 may be a pretty ugly finish for a season that started with pretty high expectations for them. So
all right.
They're only paying Jimbo Fisher $400 million.
A lot of money.
All right, where are we going next?
I think we really need to give our viewers and listeners the inside story as to why the judge seals a residency dispute of the married person's homecoming claim.
All right. You want to talk about...
I don't know. Y'all wrote the story.
You want to know more?
Yeah, I think I write. Readers and listeners need.
All right, here we go.
No,
you'll have to write a letter.
That's why an open records request, right? Right.
The Mary Persons Homecoming Queen. Her name is Abby Gray, and about 2 weeks after she was voted Homecoming Queen, she was told to leave the school.
Why?
Doesn't happen very often.
Why was she told to leave?
Well, we understand that someone may have reported that she was that her family had moved out of Monroe County.
Well.
And so, the rumor is it may have been another candidate for Homecoming Queen upset that.
So, that's what usually happens.
Jelly. That's what we call her.
Why did the judge seal it, is my question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we did get a call from Judge Wilson's office. We went up to the courthouse, as we usually do, to just, a good reporter, a good newspaper journalist
It's called scooping around.
Scooping around. See what the source documents say. What happened? And guess what? When you enter that number of that case file on the computer system, it says file sealed, which I've never seen. But in 13 years here, I've never seen case file sealed in the courthouse.
But why?
So we asked Judge Wilson, and Judge Wilson said because it involved some Now she's 18, the Homecoming Queen, is 17 or 18 years old, so she may not. She has a little brother that because he's a minor. That maybe that's why they sealed it. Judge Wilson said that Ben Vaughn, the Monroe County School Board attorney, cited a case law that said he had to seal it.
Why did the county attorney get involved in the
school board attorney?
School board attorney. What?
It's a lawsuit. That's what he does. And
I wonder how much he billed us taxpayers for that one.
I don't know, but he lost. She got restored to go back to school. So
it was a partial victory one day because the younger child was not allowed.
Well, we haven't seen the case file, so we don't know anything. The school board refused to comment.
Them to scoop right now that we got this morning? Or y'all got this morning? Are you gonna wait?
No,
and make
we'll have to read next week's paper to find out other news in our.
What
community?
He's trying to say is the file's been unsealed. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish. Don, we talk about this a lot. Why do people take the people's business, government, that is paid for by the taxpayers...
It's called egotistical...
And try to block out sunshine, and try to block out anybody who's seen it. It's our business.
You know, some people like clouds.
Who was it? Was it Abraham
Lincoln? Billable Ben.
It was called... I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, the power of the people rests in knowledge.
Yeah, but well said.
But there are people that don't want... the people to have power, so therefore they withhold knowledge.
That's right. If the people don't know it, they can't get a say so.
They can't vote for the. They can't vote against the swamp rat.
They don't want the people to have a say so.
No,
they want to keep it for themselves.
That's right.
It chaps my fanny.
Are we gonna have a recount on the Homecoming Queen ballot?
Hey, I think we ought to.
And they did have a new valedictorian after 6 months, a few years ago. They might do that with Homecoming. There's still one more home game to get this done on Friday if they want to redo the whole ceremony.
Have a revote. Well, let's talk about Don's column, War on Scammers. Don, this is one of your
good news about it this morning.
Yeah, the FCC is going to discuss. FCC is going to discuss possibly banning these scammers from sending these making these phone calls.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to me this morning, okay? I get a phone call, but I'm in the shower, so I didn't have a chance to answer it. But I did hear the phone ringing, but I didn't want to run through the house naked because I didn't want my dogs to see me naked. But anyway.
TMI.
That's not TMI. No. Anyway, so I get back out there. The light's not blinking on our answering machine, but I knew the phone rang. So anyway, lo and behold, I have caller ID. You know, I can mash a button on my phone, and it shows who called. Well, that was his phone call. I said, well, doggone. Okay. So I punched it to call back. We're sorry that number is no longer in service.
That's what you said.
That's what that's what recording said when I called them back. That number is no longer in service.
That's what you should say every time they call you.
I got what I say to the scammers, but I can't say it on the radio.
This is Don Daniel from the GBI. You are under arrest.
No. I don't tell them. No, welcome. You're on WALL Radio. You are today's first caller. You have won a year's supply of blump, 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 blump.
Oh, while we're...
on the editorial page.
Well, let's turn the page. And something that people may not know about.
I thought about your friend Sue.
Sue.
You know what? That's the weirdest story in this world.
What's that?
Vandal drills holes in Forsyth. Yes,
three Forsyth residents at least.
Do you think I'm going to take a drill and go to a gas tank? I wish it started a bit. I wish it had exploded on him.
It struck oil.
Yeah.
He was smoking.
Whoa! No, but that you know yourself. If you're gonna be drilling metal gets hot.
How could somebody not heard it and say, "What is that noise? Somebody's drilling in my gas tank."
Somebody was listening to music.
How did you drill?
What was the purpose of that, really?
Well, if it was one person, you would say it was revenge. It was like, I'm going to get this person.
Yeah,
but for three people all over town, different places, that makes no sense.
What?
I mean, they didn't get anything out of it. They didn't get the gas.
We're going back to the thing about news. It's still, we never, the hardest thing to find out about a news story is why.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the who, what, when, where.
We can do that.
How is no problem, but when it gets to the why,
it's a little hard to determine.
It's like when you write about suicide. You write about suicide, somebody killed himself. But the question that hangs out there is why.
Yeah.
But anyway, vandals drill holes in Versailles gas tank. Whoa. No, that's stupid.
Well, we'll see if the city police can track them down.
Hello? But,
if you know anything about it, call 993-1005.
If you know anybody that's got a drill, you need to call the police department.
Boy, Ronnie sure has smelled like gas lately. Well, that might be
your suspect. If you have a drill, let me tell you something.
A drill and you smell like gas.
If I find out you got a drill, I'm going to report you to the precise police department.
But you know, if you're drilling a hole in a upside down under a car, that gas is going to leak on you.
And the drill's hot.
Yeah.
Why didn't it explode?
Well, there's no light. Hopefully, match.
But the drill thing, I'm going to get a demonstration. No, I'm not either. Anyway.
You feel sorry for these people who get up in the morning to go to work and their car doesn't start, and then they realize there's no gas in the tank, and then you can't go fill it up because it's going to drain right
that's
out.
That's right.
So,
put a piece of chewing gum up there.
What? Bazooka.
Yeah, bazooka. They still make bazooka bubble gum.
I think so.
Okay.
You remember?
We're going to talk about Sue?
No, we're not talking about Sue.
I wrote a column about a boy named Sue.
I read that. Where did you come up with that idea?
That was a true story.
That was a true story.
I know it was a true story. How did you let that happen to you? You don't have to answer that question. Let me make an emphasis to y'all people out there in radio and TV land. Read the legals. It's not boring at all.
Oh.
You might find out something if you read the legals.
And speaking of find out something, you're going to find out something. Actually, it's too late for you. But if you had heard this show on earlier in the week, you could have gone to have your pet microchipped on Saturday. The Monroe County Animal Control is holding a open house and microchip event. Don, are your dogs chipped?
Yeah, every time the satellite goes over my house, my dogs get real active.
Richard, are you chipped?
I'm not chipped.
Not chipped. I'm not going there. Don't get chipped. Yeah, the
Bible. Are your two elephants chipped?
No, well, one of them is, but one of them's not. And we may take. If I was going to be here Saturday, we may go. We may go get them chipped. But anyway.
I got a pickup truck. That's the only place. You let those two things ride in your truck.
Don't you? Yeah, they love it. They love to go on a ride.
Richard,
yeah.
Does your family have any pets?
No, not since my goldfish died when I was a kid.
Oh,
what was
his name?
Goldie.
Goldie.
Oh, it was too sad.
Goldie Holm.
What'd you do with him?
I think he got overfed while we were on vacation by a family member.
You blame the,
But did you flush him? Or did you bury him?
Oh, I don't know. I think they probably didn't tell me for the first day or so. He probably disappeared somehow.
Okay, hometown Christmas parade. When is that?
Thursday, December the 5th? Yep. Because the SEC Championship
game. It's a week after Thanksgiving, whatever the day is.
The SEC Championship game is the Saturday the 7th.
Okay.
So that's how I know it's the 5th.
Who's Georgia
going to
play?
LSU. Who?
I don't know.
unless they beat Arkansas.
That's right.
You know what? I think they ought to name the LSU instead of naming them the Tigers.
Yeah.
I think they ought to name them the Crawdads.
The Crawdads.
Yeah.
We have a story in the Christmas section about these fixed towers. AT&T is now selling internet service. And we
don't take me there.
They've had good success down there on Hopewell Road and 83. They've got some folks that are
I am 100 feet out of the range of that tower.
Of your one up in Blunt, the tree?
No.
The fake
that's
tree?
Verizon.
Oh, yeah. So they put an AT&T tower up there, too?
No. No. So they told me where it was, and the guy, AT&T guy came out and said, man, I'm going to do this. Lo and behold, he came out there, and he does all these tests and everything, and he said, I was out there, and he said, I said, what kind of reception are you getting? He said, I'm sorry, you're not going to get reception. I said, why? He says, according to my computer that he was dealing with, he said, you're 100 feet out of the range.
Do you want us to come move your house for you?
I told him to move the damn tower. Jeez.
Oh, gosh. Well, Richard, football season may be wrapping up this Friday, but there's other sports going on. The cheerleaders went to the state competition and did pretty well.
Yeah, top five for the third year in a row. Which
is this competition all over the state, dude?
Yeah, this is everybody in Quad A.
Our last year competing in 4A.
56 teams in Quad A. Now, not all of them have cheerleading teams, so I'd say probably about 40 compete in cheerleading, but they got fourth in the entire out of the 40.
What does Coach Pitt's daughter, she's the cheerleader person at Mercer, isn't she?
No.
She was.
Works for the GHSA now in Thomaston.
Wasn't she head of the Mercer cheerleader program at one time?
She left Mary Persons to do that, and then she moved on to the GHSA office.
What's she doing at GHSA?
She's kind of over cheerleading in the whole state of Georgia. She's like the
over at Thomaston?
Yeah, she's kind of over all the competitions and all that kind of thing.
Have you ever seen it? They got a nice office over there.
Yeah, right there in the middle of town.
Right in the middle of town, yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about the reclassification, and we've reported on what our region likely is. But then, Richard, I've seen some updates that
the sign rolling might go up.
Yeah, you heard about that? Yeah.
What now?
So that means we won't have to play them.
We don't want to play them.
I know. So that means our region will be only 8 teams instead of 10, is that right?
Yeah, we got 6 right now, so it's still an improvement over what we've been dealing with.
Yeah, or an improvement if you're trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's not a problem around here.
Yeah, hopefully. In some sports.
Who is this Moore makes it official with UGA?
Baseball, Mary Persons senior,
he's
Tripp Moore.
Same Moore that's playing Moore football.
Yeah.
He
plays football and baseball.
Quite an athlete.
Signed to play baseball at Georgia.
Smart kid.
Wow. Had the early signing day on last Wednesday, whatever day that was.
But Richard says he may end up being drafted, so we'll see what happens.
All right, here's my question to the dude. Dude, are you in favor of colleges paying
football? But it's going to happen inevitably, so it doesn't really matter if I'm in favor of it or not.
No, I'm just looking for an opinion. I think it's the most stupid thing in the world.
I would say no, but
then again, if they're going to pay them for doing that, then okay. If you're on a scholarship, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it. If you're on a scholarship and they're paying you to play football or basketball or baseball, scholarships are totally erased.
If Tua Tagovailoa wants to be the face of that in the SEC, he could easily do that right now if he has to forfeit a year's worth of money to come back to Alabama because he tore his ankle up. When he would have been a millionaire in a couple months, he probably will have an opportunity if he so chooses to pursue that route.
And he says he's going to be fine, right? He's going to be 100% recovery. Because unlike Bo Jackson, he caught his early.
No necrosis or whatever they call it.
Bo Jackson now?
Bo kept playing football after he got his hip injury.
He's back in Bessemer, Alabama.
What's the town?
Bessemer is where he's from. Bessemer? Same town James Winston's from.
Well, also, you had another good story, too. Who was this Proctor guy?
Gus Proctor. Another senior?
Another senior in Mary Persons. He's going to play golf at Truett McConnell. He's the best player on their golf team.
Wow.
He signed the same day at the same time with Tripp. They had a joint ceremony. So
I used to
he got a golf scholarship.
Yeah.
I used to live in Cleveland where Tripp McConnell is, and a nice facility there. Nice campus.
His girlfriend's in Athens, so I'm sure that played a role.
Oh, really?
We're getting close here. But you know, I thought this library, our library now got some funds to upgrade their website. So
yeah, so folks can go.
That's what amazed me about how libraries have changed.
Yeah, becoming a real internet-based thing.
Wow.
And not so much. People just do not read books like they used to, Don, and I don't know what we can do about it.
Don't do cursive. Do your kids know how to cursive write?
Not as much as they should. Not as much as I did. They know a little bit of cursive, but I think they put cursive back in the curriculum is what I've been told.
I think that's fantastic.
I mean, golly, that's kind of a basic.
Yeah, sure is.
Instead of learning about the green environment of global warming, teach them about something that actually is true and works. Morons.
Idiots.
We're turning into the old guys at the balcony at the Muppets, you know.
That's right. We got to go by.
We're out of time. Thanks for joining us on The Reporter on the Air. I'm Will. He's Don. He's Richard. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Richard's going to turn off the TV.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye, Richard.